Blog Talk Radio.
I can't fight this feeling. See, I'm so tired of pretending. Pretending things are normal when my path really ain't the straightest. And my choices aren't always the greatest. In fact, they'd be considered wayward. I'd be favored among sinners and strayed men. Amen. I'm just trying to press my eyelids and hands. Bow my head, say amen, and be approved. Who knew life for me would be so cruel? Ain't nobody ever tell me about Christian persecution. They say your battle ain't with yourself or with any other man. Instead, it's with powers and spiritual principalities. I don't really understand. All I know is I'm struggling to do the right thing. Because evil is always with me. Persistently pushing me, testing me, trying me, tempting me. Each fall I get weaker, my temper gets thinner, resilience seems harder, I feel far from the Father, patience becomes complacent in a devastating state of hopelessness, I can't help but feel helpless, folks are selfish with their blessings, cause I'm screaming out for a rope, to save me, persuade me, help me cope, no joke, this struggle thing is sucking so much from within me, my legs. When I breathe, it's my breath. Everything gets weak, it seems. I get up just to fall again. I stand just to stumble more. Cyclical sinning has my life spinning like a revolving door. Painful chapters pack my life's folklore. But fictitious, you know, fictitious fake fairy tale smiles. It keeps the truth concealed inside. Meanwhile, the fight within continues. Tangled nerves and twisted sinews. Fighting for freedom from sin's captivity. It's funny. When I want to do right, evil is right there with me. Why is following Christ so costly? I mean, I came as I was. I wasn't ready for all this change. Trying to spend time with whom I'm supposed to. I bankrupted on friends I was close to. I broke habits and compounded my interest to learn more of him. But now I got more lonely days than I was banking for. This is expensive. To be set apart from the bulk and individually wrapped in Christ, this life. I said it's expensive walking in repentance. So don't talk to me about convictions. If you can't define the difference to a life converted, this hurts. If I'm hurting, can you encourage me if I fall? Even if it's 7 times. Can you get the log out of your own eye before you even reach for the speck in mine? I'm talking for real. Will you do more than whisper, "Welcome to the church"? And then you watch me wallow in my sores. I need more love. Judge less. Willing is my spirit, but weak is my flesh. My flesh, it grows like cells divided, occupying spaces it has no business. It's like cancer to the body, flesh, cancer to the body. Can you show me how fasting is a chemo to a spiritual affliction? Be honest, do you know? Because if I'm a babe in Christ, then how can you train up a child in the way that he should go? Yo, this poem wasn't written with intentions to offend. It's just to challenge your balance of practical advice with spiritual influence. Do they walk in congruence? Keep your pride. Give me proverbs. Give me prudence. Give me patience when you break it down. Can you be gentle? Can you milk me the word? Because for now, my taste buds are simple, and I haven't yet acquired the desire of a lamb. I just want to know him who says I am. I am telling you. Sin lies in wait at my door. Death, jail, divorce is surprising my family by storm. Can you strip from your fancy church clothes and give me the explicit gospel some more? I need truth not like brood viper Pharisees whose lives are like fish drenched in sauces of hypocrisy. I don't want to be a person who knows how to jump real high during praise and worship but can't walk real straight when things are far from perfect. The purpose of this poem is to ask you to do the same. Can you give a helping hand and give glory to his name at the same time? I'm talking for real, without hypocrisy, without the games. I'm not asking for you to play with me. I'm asking for you to pray for me. Amen.
Welcome to One Positive Way 45, what we call this 45-minute set. I want to shout out Poetical Angel Queen, a.k.a. Mimi T. Davis, listening in Houston, Texas. I'd also like to shout out calling in from the one and only Miss Linda Torres, listening in. I'd like to share the microphone with me today. All you got to do is press the number one and play a few tracks if you want to express yourself in this new year. This is Everyday Radio, One Positive Way. We ramp up to our return from our recess. And we're happy to have you guys here just to kind of whet your appetites as far as what we're doing, what we got coming up. We'll start getting more into that a little bit later, but just to have a place to come for a little bit and get some positive energy is always a good thing, and that's what we do. So happy to have you guys here. And that track right there was Tina B, When I Pray, or Pray With Me, I should say. Very powerful track. We played a little bit of that yesterday. On the Gospel According to Spoken Word. Shout out to Poetical Angel Queen again. Shout out to Linda Torres. And I want to give a special shout out to the One Positive Way team. I want to shout out Angel of Love yesterday for a great set. Enjoyed that. We're going to play a track now. And this track is by One Positive Way member. She goes by the name of Charles Etta Driver, a.k.a. Stir. And this track is called Why I Dance Nasty.
Here's my chance to dance my way out of my constriction. I found the butterfly in funk. Found my rhythm on the drums of Parliament. Almost four decades after I danced to it on the sidewalks of L.A., wearing a two-piece, tree-green, polyester suit, a tunic, and bell-bottom pants. Oh, I danced. But I was just a child then, age 10, and my mother was a Christian. I am now a member of the nation under a groove. I dance like David with my tongue moved. Twerking and pee-popping, I dropped that ass, hopping it hard like that hammer on that gun. That could have been my son, that boy they killed in cold blood. That's why I roll my head and neck 45 degrees to the right. Let my shoulders, arms, waist, hips, and thighs follow. And then I snake it back to the left with a hollowed point. This I do in remembrance of that hallowed eve they beat Rodney King, massacred Emmett Till, crucifying my brother right now on Capitol Hill. I danced as nasty for them, so I don't lose my mind, go blind with rage. It's no telling the destruction I'd wage, war on all terrorists called Americans. I'd crump my way out of waist-high jeans, too. Show my draws in the streets, too, boo. Cause we not overcome yet. And deep in my heart, I wanna Harlem shake them fools. For the blood of Eric Garner, John Crawford, Michael Brown. I want to stomp, jump up and down, kick and swing, do a Kong King, shake the earth, beat my chest while I Michael Jackson scream. I want to vogue haters into the boxes they try and put us in. Choke them with a drawstring of my hoodies. I want to tick, tick, tick their brains full of holes for stealing my ancestors' goodies. I promise to funk the whole funk, nothing but the funk. As I dance my way out of your constrictions, like George Clinton, up and down, hang up alleyway. I will dance freely, naked, bearing arms and unafraid. Ready or not, here I come, getting down on the one. Feet don't fail me now. Feet don't fail me now.
All right, that was Charles Edda Driver, a.k.a. Stir, Why I Dance Nasty. Love her expression. Very talented queen, very conscious queen. We're going to keep it rolling. If you want to get on the microphone, speak, just press 1. One Positive Way Radio. Everyday radio, we call this division. It's about bringing us together. 45-minute set.
David should have been at war, but instead he was on the balcony of his house watching a woman bathe. He lusted over her, called his people, said, go get her, I want her. He took her, had sex with her, and then he realizes that he's in a big mess. This girl gets pregnant. He's got to do something about this. So Uriah, the Hittite, who is the husband of Bathsheba, David brings him in, wants him to lay with his wife and, you know, sort of fix things. Boy, we try to fix stuff, don't we? From the very beginning, we sowed fig leaves. From the very beginning, we try to fix our sin, try to cover up our sin. You can't cover it up. You got to get it washed clean. God's got to take care of it. So Uriah the Hittite, eventually David sends him to the front line and has the husband killed. Okay, so now David is an adulterer and a murderer. And in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 1, look at this. Then the Lord sent Nathan to David, prophet. And he came to him and said to him this story. There were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of his own food and drank from his own cup and lay in his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. And a traveler came to the rich man who refused to take from his own flock to prepare one for the wayfaring man who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come. Prophet of God telling a story. And the sinner listening. So David's anger was greatly aroused against the man, and he said to Nathan, as the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die, and he shall restore fourfold for the lamb because he did this thing and because he had no pity. Then Nathan said to David, you are the man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your keeping, and gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I also would have given you much more. Why have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite. Oh, I love prophets. And I love preachers of righteousness. I love pastors who are not afraid of their people. I love pastors who are not ashamed of the whole truth. I love pastors who will call sin, sin, even if it means losing the biggest giver in the church. I love pastors. Dear Jesus, some of you are watching at home. The reason you're not happy is because God's not happy. The reason you're not happy, and you got all kinds of stuff, but you're not happy with yourself, because you've wavered. And the truth has been set to the side. You just give enough truth to make the people happy, but you don't share the whole truth. Nathan, as he's sharing this, David could have pulled out a sword and sliced off his head. Shut up, Nathan. Get out of my life. This is David, man of God, King. Help us. Jesus, help us to return to the God of our fathers.
I love that because of this passion. And speak some of my truths there. You know, it's the end of the year, the holidays, New Year. People want to start over and want to lose weight. They want to press the reset button. And the truth is, you can do that anytime. You can do it right now, 7 months from now, 3 weeks ago. It doesn't have to be at the end of the year, going into the New Year. But he says some things that just resonate within my spirit. And I really find that to be a very powerful testimony right there. You're listening to the 45, as we call it, 45-minute set, One Positive Way, Scorpio Session. Special shout-out to T. Michelle, Coleman, Vincent. Appreciate you. I know you've had a long day. I hope you'll rest easy, Queen. Prayers to you and your family this new year. You go through the adversities and challenges of life. And we're definitely here for you and with you in One Positive Way. So I just wanted to shout you out. if you want to get in on the mic, press 1. We'll bring you in without any hesitation. I also want to shout out my brother, Prince McNally, Brooklyn, New York. Working on his book, his manuscript, and reach out and call in up in here. So I'm looking forward to hearing from him as well, hearing the recite. this is Poetry with Purpose, and we kind of put these together just to allow people to come together and get a little taste of some positive energy. So that's how we do it on One Positive Way Radio. We're getting ready for the return. We've been on a bit of a recess going into the end of the year, and we're back. Well, we're coming back little by little, ramping up. We're doing a lot of our things behind the scenes, and I'm going to play this track. I'm not going to recite. I have a bit of a sore throat, but I'm going to play this track. This is one of the tracks that I recorded. It's produced by one of the One Positive Way members, Loetta Justice. You all enjoy it. It's not even Halloween. I'm wondering. Baffled, scratching my head. Did a trick. I wasn't. was it a treat? You tell me. Check this out. See, I really couldn't tell as I think back. The whole thing was really kind of bittersweet. See, there was treats and the tricks, and tricks and the treats, sins and the tricks, sins and the treats, in and out of the sheets. Yeah, she tricked me. Had me thinking I was putting it on her when really she was putting it on me. Relentless. Had me thinking I didn't need her, that her fine ass needed me. See, her fineness always felt new to me. Always felt brand new, see. The things we went through together made me think it was gonna last forever. The things you do to me, do for me, had me feeling stuck on you, stuck to you like glue, all on me. Yeah, I gotta confess, I was roses, flowers, sexcapade for hours, long-winded, long strokes in the showers, saying it was mine, saying it was yours, we were saying it was ours, morning, night, after hours, didn't matter, so I thought. Check this. One night things got fishy, I remember it well. In the dragnet I got entangled and snared, eventually got caught. Tears, my worst fears. See, I heard mumbles in sleep of a midnight summer dream with words of another and her thoughts, trick or treat, cold. It became all of a sudden in these sheets. Used to be the place we provided the heat. Now it's warm. No more. Felt like I was in a tomb, no more come. Seems tricks have tricked and treats have mistreated. Feelings and emotions are all fucked up now. Don't know what she did. So confused. Thought it was the one. Paid my dues, played to win, instead got played and lose. Took a L. And sisters complaining about brothers not being true. I stepped up to the plate. Inverted the rules, took my ass to school, nothing nice, so cool, Mr. Clues, feel like such a fool, she used to kiss me, suck me all over, call me Pappy, call me her Casanova, love me like a supernova, blow my brains out in the Range Rover, now it's over. Scorpio Sessions. Trick or treat. And it's not even Halloween. Shout out to Floetic Justice for putting that track behind those vocals there for me. I appreciate him for that. We're going to go to my brother. Got a hand up. Got a brother pressing one that wants to speak on his microphone. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in here in a moment. He goes by the name of Prince McNally. I met this brother. He's been around. I've been around, but our paths didn't cross until the appointed time, which was recently, last week. I was on Spoken Ink. Shout out to Carmen Bravo. And I got a chance to listen to him. He called in. She let him do a couple of pieces. He recited them. And once I heard the brother spit on the mic, that was it for me. I knew he was good to go. And I reached out to him. And excuse me, as they say, the rest is history. So he's here. He's working on his book project. And I'm going to bring him in here in a moment. And let's see what he's going to bring to this microphone. Poetry with purpose is the only way to be. Peace and blessings, brother. How you doing? Let's try that again. Let's try to get him back in there again. All right, we're having a little bit of a technical issue, but I'm going to get him. I'm going to stay with it, and we'll get him to come in here. Technology does what it does sometimes, because I want to hear what he has to say, and I'm sure you all will as well. So we're going to try this one more time, see if we can get the prints on the MIC One Positive Way Everyday Radio listening in. And there
Hello.
We go. We got him. Bro, what are you doing?
Brother, that piece was dope, by the way.
Hey, thank you.
That was dope. Especially the Range Rover line. I was like, oh, man, that was ridiculous. I was loving that. And that flow, that track in the background was just perfect. Damn, you know.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, he's done a couple of tracks for me. I'm going to probably work with him some more. He just seems to kind of capture my energy. I'm more of a laid-back person. So I've learned in my comfort level, I can do the rah-rah hyper type of thing, but I'm more comfortable in my delivery just kind of being laid-back and just moving at my own pace. So,
ain't nothing wrong with that, brother.
Yeah. Now, how you been, brother? Tell everybody about your book. Tell everybody about your book that you're working on and when they can expect it, who you are, and all of that. And then you can go ahead and do what you want to do on this mic.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Prince A. McNally. You can catch me on Facebook, Prince A. McNally. You can also catch me on Twitter, @PrinceAMcNally. Currently working on my first collection of poems, and it's called Serenity Song. It will be out this February, give or take the first or second week of this February. So look out for me. Look out for the book. I think it's going to be something special. I've been working on this for quite some time. So, you know, it's been on the stove for a minute. So it should be a nice little brew for you guys. But I'm going to hit you off with a little something from the book. And this is dedicated to poets. It's called The Soul of a Poet.
All right, brother, the mic is yours.
As poets, despite our pain and fear, we walk bare-souled with an open heart which echoes our voices to share what our souls are feeling, what the blind need to see, what the deaf need to hear, and what the heartless need to feel. We are our brother's keeper, the watchers of society whose words lend direction to mankind. Lest we forget, we are far from perfect, for we are but a flesh of blood. We are not saints, though some are devils who champion devilish functions. We are not judge nor jury, for we merely provide a glimpse upon the mirror which reflects the moral compass of our society. Our hearts are the pulse of its veins, our pens bear its blood, our souls cry its empathy until we're completely empty of its pain, for we as artists are the most embattled and perfect souls, reclusive and visionary world of sensibility, living with a compulsion to share our feelings, our emotions, our imaginations, philosophy, and our views. And though we tend to be quite intuitive with a hyper intelligence, we don't claim to have all the answers, for we are merely here to pose the questions. The rest is up to you. And peace.
And I love I love the passion in your voice. Like I said, I'm more of a laid back person, but when you come in like that, you bring that energy, and you can hear your passion in what you're saying. I enjoy your work. Everything that you've done so far has got my respect and my attention. And we call this program Poetry with Purpose because if there's not anything about it, there's no point in doing it as far as I'm concerned. And you bring it every time, brother.
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that. I've been waiting a long time. I've been on hold for like at least, 13 years. That's another story. But, you know, the artist has been reawakened after 13 years. So I got a lot to say. You know what I mean? So it's time to get, you know, it's time to go to work. So I don't have time to play, you know. So that's what you're hearing. You're hearing that passion that you hear. That's my gratefulness. That's me being grateful to be able to, you know, voice again.
as it should be. When you bring that first project out, you know, you should be coming out like gangbusters. You know, you've got so much to say, you know, you got all this lifetime of words that you expressed, and now you're picking a few of them to share, because I know you got a lot more, and it's an exciting time. I did mine last year, and,
wow,
you know, I got plenty of books in me right now, poems are just sitting there, but I picked 100 of them, put them out, and I called the book The Revelation, A Lifetime of Words, Thoughts, and Poetry, because that's what it was, you know. I was 48 when the book came, 47 actually, 48.
I got to pick that up. I got to pick that up then.
You know.
Sure.
Now, how many poems do you have in the book?
Good question. Initially, I said I wanted to start off with between 50 and 60. I'm still finding stuff that, you know, I haven't seen in a minute. So I'm like, oh, that's got to go in. That's got to go in. So at this point, I don't know, man. It might be 70. I don't know. I really don't know. I might scale down, but I'm just putting them in the manuscript. I'm going to try to send it out in a couple of days and just see what happens, you know. Cause, you know, it's hard to choose, you know. But I don't want to put too much in one book, you know. I want to save something for the next book, which I'll probably put out late summer, you know. But yeah, so we're looking at least some short stories, you know. So.
Well, I know I'm excited for you and what you got coming. I'm excited for whoever's working with you on a project, because you have a lot of enthusiasm. And I'm sure reading your manuscript is a very exciting thing, you know. When I did mine, the person that edited my book worked with me on it. I edited it myself. And I had a brother, one of my One Positive Way family members, Complicated Passions. I asked him to look over the book. He did, and add another set of eyes on it. And then he got a chance to read the poems, and that's an important part of the process.
Yeah.
We have someone else on the line who I don't like to pull people in without them knowing that they're going to be pulled in. She's done a book. She's done a CD. She's in Houston, Texas. And if she can talk, I'd like her to press one so I can bring her in and just let her say hello, let you know what she thought of your poem. And, you know, she's another artist who is dedicated to her craft.
Wonderful.
Very.
That's what we.
You know, so let's see, Poetical Angel Queen, I know that you want to tell us that you're fabulous, so why don't you go ahead and tell us you're fabulous first, and then you can say hello to Prince McNally, and you can tell him what you thought about his poem.
I am fabulous, and I thought he was awesome. I'm looking forward to him coming out with that book.
Well, thank you, sister.
You're welcome. You know, that passion does build, and you just got to release it out into the world, you know. Let everybody see what you have to offer. Because like you said in your poem, us as poets, we have a lot to say, and we're a reflection of society. So, you know,
indeed,
you're on the right track, and blessings and peace to you, sir.
Amen.
You can find me on Facebook under Poetical Angel Queen.
Actually, sister, I've heard you before.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yes, I have. You did a piece. Oh, my God. Wait. I can't think of the name of the piece, but I think it was in reference to, oh, my God. I think it was like sort of in reference to slavery, how the master, oh, it's good. I don't want to mess this up, but it was just, all I could say is I know that voice anyway. And I'm like, the cadence on that piece was just off.
Okay, I think I know which one it is. Hold on, I'm going to pull it up for you.
Hey, y'all remember, this is a 45-minute set.
I got it. You know, it take a few seconds. Okay, it's called Stolen Souls.
Yes.
From the origins of man, the world's birthplace, born a great people, kings and queens. From the sands did they build great nations. Great pyramids were built by them, awesome and wondrous, their accomplishments to this day. Trusting and loving were the people in their ways. Beautiful people with skin of bronze. A great foe came against them, capturing their bodies but attempting to steal their hearts and souls. Slavery of 200 years proceeded to be their fate. Treated as subhumans, lower than animals, no care was bestowed upon this great people. Even their humanity was taken from them when they were divided. Yet their strength of soul, an essence of purity, kept them strong through the many traumas these people would face. When finally released from captivity, they were still not free. Restrictions and hatred would follow them still, the masters trying to hold on to the power of them. These God's people of love survived great devastations, homes raided, raped, murdered, hanging from trees as the white smile with glee. Horror seen and lived through, yet their souls soar with achievements. Great inventions were their way, enhancing all mankind. Living in adverse conditions, their strength continues to endure. Their advancements soared to the heavens. A great man came along that had a dream that all people would live together in love, a love without color, a love of purity. Many hated the light they saw in him, and through his murder, a nation changed their ways. Education, employment, voting laws changed. Great men came up because of his dream, culminating in holding the highest position in the land, a great leader of all the people of the land. The greatness of these people are still being written, a great debt owed to them. May their souls be healed. Musings, a poetical angel queen, and peace.
That was powerful, sister.
Thank you, sir.
That was powerful. Wow.
Do you recall where you heard that piece from? And what show it was on?
I believe... put me on the spot here. No, I don't. Wait a minute.
It doesn't matter. I was just curious. I mean, the fact is you heard it, and that's the most important thing. And,
he remembered it, too. That's awesome.
Well, hey, listen, when you hear good work, you know, that's all I can say. You know, I know good work when I hear it, and when I hear it, I appreciate it. And when I get a chance to see that artist or, I let them know. You know, I love what I heard. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. It means a lot.
Absolutely. And I'm going to reach out to you on Facebook.
Okay. I might have to change my friends around, but send the request anyway. Poetical Angel Queen.
No doubt. Okay, I got you.
All right.
All right, I appreciate you both. I'm going to ask you both to just mute your phones there. That was Poetical Angel Queen, and that was Prince McNally. Appreciate you both calling in, sharing the microphone. Appreciate those that listened in. T. Michelle Coleman Vincent, probably Linda Torres, Puerto Rico. Listening in. Tomorrow night at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, set your clock. Floetic Justice, the voice of One Positive Way Radio, will be here tomorrow night. And he's going to play a little bit of sensual erotic, sexy energy. He's going to bring that to the microphone at tomorrow, 11 p.m. on the 45 Everyday Radio right here on One Positive Way. So you want to be interested in more about that and you want to take that in, just message me. All of these programs we do here on Everyday Radio, they're pretty much by invitation only. They're a small studio, so we're not able to bring everybody in here. So I appreciate you all for supporting it, and it just comes and goes really fast. And with that being said, you know, we just try to get who we can get in, and who it's meant for, it's meant for. But when we get into the main studio, you know, that's how we do it. It will be open to the general public. Whoever wants to come and embrace that can do that. And that's coming in February as we return to the airwaves, full scale, One Positive Way. So join us tomorrow. Thursday we'll have Sister Onay will be on the prayer line. We know we got a lot of people going through things with finances and, you know, the social pressures of, you know, the laws and police brutality and different things. So we just want to keep that prayer energy up. You know, you can call in, listen in, take in the positive energy. If you got somebody you want to shout out or pray for, you can do that. Prayer definitely is a healing mechanism, and we like to definitely have it. So I look forward to that on Thursday. Now it'll be at 6:30 Eastern time. And then, of course, we got poetry at noon coming. So we got a few things happening in One Positive Way, the 45. So we've been locked here, and that's how it's going to go down. So I thank you all for joining. I'm going to see if I can cue up this final track and play it on the way out. Studio's a little sluggish today, so we did a little bit more talking, but it's all good. It goes the way it goes. I don't mind at all getting a chance to vibe with you all. Usually we like to just keep this rolling. So one more time, shout out to Poetical Angel Queen, Houston, Texas. Vince McNally calling in from Brooklyn, New York. Miss T. Lachelle Coleman Vincent calling in of Oklahoma City. And the lovely Linda Torres calling in out of the beautiful island of Puerto Rico, listening in on the 45 on One Positive Way. We're going to wrap this thing up. I've got a track I'm going to see if I can get it on by Prince E. Why I Think the World is Coming to an End. And he makes some very good points. And it's probably going to cut off, but we'll play it again on the next time. You got to get a chance to hear it in its entirety. Kind of rock out with some music. I don't like to just shut it down that way, but I'll see if I can get it on here right quick. Thank you all for listening. I'm going to drink some water now. My voice is a little hoarse. And we're going to pick this thing up tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on One Positive Way Radio. Peace and love to y'all. Listen. Not even hollow.
The world is coming to an end. The air is polluted, the oceans contaminated. The animals are going extinct, the economy's collapsed. Education is shot, police are corrupt. Intelligence is shunned and ignorance rewarded. The people are depressed and angry. We can't live with each other and we can't live with ourselves, so everyone's medicated. We pass each other on the streets, and if we do speak, it's meaningless robotic communication. More people want 15 seconds of fame than a lifetime of meaning and purpose, because